All right, a couple of things before we go to remind you of some stuff. Encourage you to, as we began this whole thing, to strive in prayer. It's not going to be a, quick thing. We got to keep after it. But I hope what you're finding is, as we gather to pray and stuff, that, you know, for me, I look at my little clock thing here and I said, oh, we only got a couple minutes left, so that's kind of neat. And so hope you have that in your personal life also, in your family life. A couple of thoughts that I want to share with you before we go. At the end of Jesus' ministry, you'll remember that he went to a garden called Gethsemane, and in that garden he prayed. And it's a very wonderful prayer when you look at that prayer and you have a chance to read it. But he talks about, one of the things that he emphasized there, he says, I don't only pray for these who are now following me, but I pray for those who will believe because of these who are following me. So if you think about it, in the garden, that Jesus prayed for us. And he cares about us, his church. So remember that. And then carry that thought, if you will, over to the book of Revelation. And in two chapters, and I would encourage you to read these two chapters again, just refresh your memory. The second and third chapter of the book of Revelation, there are seven messages to seven different churches there. I'm convinced that we can find a little of ourselves in each one of those churches. But he has some good things to say to his churches. I believe that if you look at First Baptist, the Lord would have some good things to say. But I also believe he'd have some things that he'd say, listen, there's some things I want you to do. I want you to hear me better and stuff. So please read those things. And at the end of each one of those messages to the churches, it says the same thing. It says, to those who have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And you'll notice that he may be addressing one singular church in each message, but at the end, he goes plural on the churches. So he wants us to hear. We're part of that. And so take time to just read that. Read the things that he says that brings, I don't want to say, that pleases our Lord. And those things that he's concerned about in the life of his church too. And he does give warning in there at times. There are times when he says, if you don't turn, I'm going to come and I'll take the lampstand right out of you. I'll remove the Holy Spirit right from you. He's not threatening the loss of salvation, but he is trying to tell the church, if you're not going to be responsive to me, then I'm not going to work in you. And so we have to have that willingness to be responsive. And then you come to the last church, the church of Laodicea. And to me, one of the saddest verses in all the Bible is found there. And we use it for evangelism, but it's not about evangelism at all. When he talks to the church of Laodicea, it says, behold, I stand at the door and knock, and if you will open the door, I will come in and I will sup with you and I'll be with you. And listen, he's talking to his church. And it is very sad to me to even consider the thought that Jesus is on the outside of his church, asking his church to open the door and let him come in. We never want to get to that place. That's a very dangerous place to be. And remember, the church is not this building. You are the church. So, if you need it, you can turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. And it's where the Lord's Prayer is. And what I want to do is, before we do the Lord's Prayer, I want us to sing a song. And I think we can sing it through twice because it's not a very long song. And most of you should know, it's an old chorus, I think. It's called Spirit of the Living God. Yes. Everybody familiar with that one? Yeah. So once you get going, I think you'll get it, I think. So let's sing that through a couple times. Luke, go ahead and start us off, and let's go.
Spirit of the Living God, fall fresh on me. Fill me, fill me, fill me, fill me,
Now that we got, let's do it as a prayer now. Some of you already did, I know, but do it as a prayer right now. Just ask the Spirit of God to do something in you. So let's go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spirit of the living God, fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fresh on me.
Together, let's close out our time by let's say the Lord's Prayer together. All right, well, let's begin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen.